Inside the Tallahassee Police Department, Major Lawrence Revol steps up to a podium.
The shooting incident from 23 years ago was raised as a concern today. That was one of the saddest days of my career.
Revol is one of three finalists for Tallahassee's new police chief. In 1996, he shot and killed a young black man while on duty. An independent grand jury and internal investigation found no wrongdoing. But Leon County Commissioner Bill Proctor says the incident should disqualify Revol.
If you make this man a police chief by withholding the information from the search committee, I believe that you then say to white police officers that the way to get to be a police chief in Tallahassee, you got to shoot a black man. You're going to get away with it.
19-year-old George Williams was wanted for at least 6 felony warrants. Revol and other Tallahassee police officers questioned Williams in his driveway. He then jumped in his car to get away and backed up into a police officer. Some witnesses say it was an accident, but Revol says it was intentional.
The officer that was run over in this incident still lives with the scars, still has the scars from this event, and is still an officer with us to this day.
According to news accounts at the time, Revol ordered Williams to stop the car or he'd shoot. One account says Williams drove forward in the car, while another says he was stopped. Revol says his interviewers knew of the incident.
Many of those I am dear friends with and were around when this incident happened. So they're very aware of this incident.
City Manager Reese Goad says it's expected that officers will sometimes have to use force on the job. He adds the incident is public record.
The incident we speak of was readily available. This is not an obscure fact in Tallahassee.
Goad says he's not planning to redo the search. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.